Chapter 5, In His Time, Part 3. In July, things began to happen. It began with a real estate agent approaching Bob to ask him if the farm was still for sale. He stated that he had a party that was interested in buying it at the full price it had been listed for the year before. Wow! Then I was offered a new full-time job on Manitoulin Island, about 10 minutes from home. Double wow! Lastly, the farm we had really wanted in Massey was listed on the market again, but this time at half the price that it was originally listed. Triple wow! All of a sudden, there was commotion again. We prayed and we gave up the right to choose the place where we would live and work, and we finally had some real peace. God was going to show us what decision to make. This time, I didn't presume that I knew the answer or presume to tell God what to do. I went to an interview for the new job with an open mind and waited for God to show me whether I was to take that job or not. Now it was Bob's turn. Bob had watched as God had worked with me over the last couple of years, but it's not quite the same as going through it yourself. Now we had to rely on God to help him to make some really tough decisions. We had asked God for help with where to live, where to work, and with our finances. It was up to God to show us his will. Bob placed a fleece before the Lord. See Judges 6:36-40, asking that if God wanted us to sell, he would decrease our overall debt in selling the original farm and buying a new farm, have the buyer accept an increase in the asking price of $30,000, have the buyer accept a closing date of next spring, to give us enough time to locate, buy, and fence another farm, supply an affordable, suitable farm to move to. It was so hard to leave these decisions to my husband and God. Deep down, I really wanted to keep my present job and move. I thought that the conditions set by Bob were unreasonable, only put there because he was sure that he would not be able to meet them. However, I had given the right to choose to God, so I left it there. I informed my present employer that I was thinking of leaving due to the distance that I had to travel to work. The next thing that happened was so amazing that I still can't believe it. First of all, the vice president of the company that I worked for called to tell me that they would match any money that would be lost in selling our farm and the offer of the new place. What are you crazy? I said. That's a huge amount of money, and that they would cover all of the moving expenses. He simply said, yes, we know. It seems that during the 3 years that I had been working for this company, a tremendous shortage of pharmacists had developed. So they were anxious to retain my services. God's timing. The interview for the job on Manitoulin Island did not go very well. I was told that if I wanted the job, I would have to take it at a cut in pay and work most of the weekends, since pharmacists were a dime a dozen. This was quite a contrast to what I'd just been told by my present employer. It seemed apparent that I should stick to my present job. Having dealt with me, God turned his attention to Bob's fleece. It began with the buyer agreeing to the increase in price. And coupled with my company's offer to pay for the moving expenses, it looked possible that we would lower our debt. Furthermore, the buyer didn't see a problem with delaying the closing date until the following spring. Next, we went to visit the farm in Massey. Not only was it for sale at half the original price, but a lot of improvements have been made since we last viewed it. The end result of the trade in farms would be a net reduction in overall debt. The last point to consider was the harmony of our family. After 3 years of being separated, the children decided that they were willing to move so that I could be back home more. They, too, had given up their rights to stay in the same neighborhood and schools. God's timing is perfect. Like a good father, he doesn't give his children everything they demand right away. He is intimately interested in our spiritual growth. Indeed, he plans for our development by giving us precisely what we need, when we need it, to accomplish his purposes in our lives. His plans are without flaw. The details of these events have faded with the years, but God continues to work each second, each minute, each hour, each day. He brings to mind the lessons learned as required for every new challenge faced, always guiding, always there.